a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen. This is Radio Ravioli.
I see people consistently resisting the common sense. I see people consistently resisting the common sense. Resist the common sense. Resist the common sense. I see people consistently resisting the common sense. I do not find it to be a stretch to see. Have you ever seen any of this? Have you ever seen any of this? Lots of people I know are really awesome. But I see people consistently resisting the common sense. 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 We resist the common sense. We resist the common sense. I've been disturbed. I've been disturbed. I try to look at each person and imagine what they look like. I try to look at each person and imagine what they look like. I try to look at each person and imagine what they look like. Everyone has had someone look at them. Everyone has had someone look at them. Look at them. That way. I see people consistently resisting the common sense.
I'm it be true, I'm holding you close to my heart. With my eyes wide open, I'm dreaming. You're with me now, sharing a vow never to part. I'm so afraid to close my eyes, afraid that I'll find that this lovely thrill is just a silly.
Can never be too rich or too thin, green or rich enough or thin enough, insecurity. I see people consistently resisting the common sense.
Thank you.
I see people consistently resisting the common sense. Resist the common sense. I try to look at each person and imagine what they look. I try to look at each person and imagine what they look like. Look like. Look like. Look like. Someone. Friend. Someone. Look like. Pastime. I don't think anyone should. Look like. Someone. Friend. Parent. Lover. Friend. Parent. Lover. Look at them that way. Friend. Parent. Lover. Look at them that way. Look at them that way. Lover. Parent. Friend. 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 Thank you.
What I want from you is
your voice.
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 Hello, hello, hello.
I am Olivia,
and I am here.
Hi.
Hi. Wow, okay, so here we are. We just played Sun King by the Beatles, which is such a good intro. I don't really like the singing. But I think that instrumental intro is, like, prime something. Prime, I don't know, stuff. Prime Beatles, man. what else? I should be good today. I've been tired the last few weeks, but I think I actually took a really long nap today, like very long, but it kept on getting interrupted by alarms, but then I kept snoozing, so it was longer than I thought, but maybe not as restful as I would have liked, but it was enough, it did the job, I guess. Anyway, ooh, that disturbed my own ears. Anyway, I guess it's coming together. Thank you. my mic has been on. I've been trying to think of something to say, but there's actually nothing going on in my brain. So I think it's a sign to let us sit this out. Enjoy this moment here. There's so few moments, we have to enjoy them. It's good not to pretend like you have thoughts sometimes.
Bad John Boy. Pretty cut. We'll get it.
What I want from you is
the scissors. Clean it up here around the edges.
It's too easy.
Okay.
Is it not human? Daddy, I love that.
I'm losing a lot of blood. Yeah, that's right.
What
just hook it up.
You is
your
thank
voice.
You.
Your
problem
voice.
Is his bone back here.
Your voice.
Refuses to cooperate with us.
Come in. Come in, my child. We must learn to please. It's good. A light wisdom you're not bringing. Now, lay your hand, because we have a claim after this year. He is quite a catch, isn't he? Well, Angel Fish, the solution to your problem is simple. The only way to get what you want is to come a human yourself. I will make you a potion that will tie your hands for 3 days. Got that? 3 days. Now listen, this is important. Before the sun sets on the third day,
spontaneously from his blood. If you're interested in the deeper significance, then wounds have to be read for them to be interpreted and deciphered. Bonerology, or the science of wounds, is the activity of this interpretation. What you saw earlier was simply stopping the bleeding. Stopping the bleeding has really nothing to do with treating the wound. Treating the wound is an interpretive process. Attempting to understand and decipher what the wound is. Our society prides itself on the invention of new, faster, more powerful, more dynamic technological innovation. We do not want to have to grapple with the fact that every technological innovation carries with it a contribution to the wound-scape. People frequently comment that I have a way of speaking that is unusually slow. This is not simply a way to avoid wounding my larynx. It's a way of making a personal contribution towards the deceleration of a highly lethal woundscape founded on speed. It's interesting that you introduced the comparison to language, because my approach as a vulnerologist is to think of the wound as a sign between the individual body, and the technological landscape. The wound is an inscription that's left on the surface of the flesh by It's impossible to think of a specific technology and separation for the damage that it can do. And in this sense, I think of a whole handwriting, it's a handwriting that is based on the potential within that culture to hurt itself. Interpretation that one confronts in deciphering this peculiar kind of handwriting. And that's because wounds will always play the fool. Wounds are compulsive liars. The way the wound appears on the surface is rarely an accurate identification of the full dimensions of the wound. Stopping the bleeding has really nothing to do with treating the wound. Treating the wound is an interpretive process. I don't feel that the wound has really been treated until it has been given a voice, until it has been empowered to speak. No wound ever speaks for itself. The goal of the neurological interpretive activity, then, is to construct a voice for the wound. The first thing that we do is we make an abstraction of the wound. We try to construct a representation through fiber optics and fractal geometry. We construct the image of the wound. What we discovered is that most wounds, biomechanically, have a strong resemblance to the human larynx. So the next step was to find ways to get the wounds to speak. This next series are multiple blood trauma wounds suffered by male
baby.
obviously, if you're analyzing. The literal meaning of the wound frequently cannot be translated. This, like the neurology side, is oriented more towards getting the feel of the wound, sensing its emotion, sensing its quality, getting the feel of the wound, sensing its emotion, sensing the deeper nature of its experience. Sensing implications of the kinds of wounds that can be expected.
How long must I dream?
The danger is that the woundscape.
Dream, baby, got me dreaming sweet dreams the whole day through. Dream, baby, got me dreaming sweet dreams night time too.
Follow you.